In winter, light is everywhere. Not only in candles or windows, but in the way people gather, especially in the Rue des Renards. No winter market here, but shops with glinting gifts behind frosted windows, cozy winter coats, restaurants glowing with laughter in a warm kitchen, a painting of the street covered in snow, and cafes humming with music and steam. A reconnection after the street had turned defeat of waterworks into attention.
Oui, ça me faisait très peur, ces travaux, mais finalement, ça se passe très plutôt bien.
Dominique Paulin from the jewelry shop halfway down the street was initially, like many others, concerned about the impact of the works. And indeed, blue and yellow plates paint streets like breadcrumbs, mapping alternative routes in a labyrinth, trenches opening and closing and opening and closing again. But no doors stayed blocked for more than a day, and access remained, with rhythmic footbridges and metal plates clattering like cymbals beneath our feet. Every day a new detour, a new landscape to discover. But commerce never stops.
C'était peut-être bien d'avoir fait du bruit comme on l'a fait, et du coup... ils nous ont respectés, quoi. Donc, ouais.
Yes, the works move quickly. The blue and yellow plates have now shifted to Place du Jeu de Balle. Still, here and there, new trenches appear, without warning. For at least 2 more years, works will ripple through the Marolles. But for now, light has made a grand entrance in this street of resilience. Trains of golden garlands stretch overhead like glowing waterfalls. A celebration of light that moves through the whole neighborhood, with epic gigantic lanterns and radiant orbs casting their glow, a canopy of atmosphere during cold winter nights. These decorations are not random. They were hand-picked by the storekeepers themselves, invited last autumn to the city's warehouse in Braine-l'Alleud. A moment to help shape the street's glow in these more challenging times. A little more shine for a special street. A street of community. A street where stories continue. Because underneath, the water is not frozen. It always carries warmth.
La rue, cette petite rue, est vraiment charmante et conviviale. Et c'est pour moi la plus chouette rue de Bruxelles.
For Dominique Poulin, Rue des Renards isn't just a street. It's home. She has lived above her jewelry boutique for over 40 years and worked inside it for nearly as long. More than any other shopkeeper here, she has seen the street evolve.
C'est comme un petit village dans le centre de la ville, donc on se connaît tous.
When she arrived, the street was mostly brocanteur. Quiet. Sundays ended at 2 p.m. Today, that is unthinkable. With more restaurants, more visitors and more pressure to make ends meet, it's more alive, but less festive. She remembers a different time, when long tables ran down the street and neighbors shared dishes, like a feast of Bruegel.
Avant, je trouvais que c'était plus festif. On faisait beaucoup plus de repas ensemble. On faisait des grandes tablées. Chacun apportait un plat. Enfin, il y avait ce côté un peu presque bruegelien, un peu Marolles, qu'il y a moins maintenant parce que tout le monde est dans cette course à la rentabilité.
Yet still, she finds warmth in new friendships and good atmosphere. The spirit is not gone, like the sparkles in her jewelry. The perfect Christmas gift for every budget, every traveler and every generation.
J'ai des enfants qui venaient petites, qui maintenant sont mamans avec leurs enfants et qui viennent et qui disent « Ah, mais je venais quand j'étais enfant avec mes parents ». On suit les générations. Pour les touristes qui passent, ils peuvent s'acheter un petit bijou, ça prend pas de place, c'est facile à emporter et c'est un petit souvenir. Oui, c'est un magasin un peu brôle, mais j'ai beaucoup de compliments.
A little quirky, yes, but full of joy and full of life, just like the street. A Across the street, the light glows warm from the kitchen of Le Renard Bleu. Here, time slows. You know when you arrive, but not when you leave.
On sait quand on arrive, on sait pas quand on part.
Laurent, the owner, welcomes you not just in a restaurant, but into a space where simplicity and authenticity matter, where meals are generous and meant to be shared.
Le plaisir de la bouche, le plaisir du bonheur, pour pouvoir rencontrer les gens autour d'un bon verre, autour d'une idée, autour d'un projet, pouvoir passer un moment calme, donc où on se rend plus compte du temps.
Fresh ingredients, good wine, good beer, no freezer in sight, and always good company. He wasn't always a chef. His roots are in law and in philosophy. But this is his true calling.
Aujourd'hui, je vis ma passion avec grand plaisir. Et je donne tout ce que je peux donner dans mon optique, un peu spéciale parfois. Parfois bien prise, parfois mal prise, mais en tout cas un homme entier.
His bond with the Marolles runs deep. His uncle once ran a restaurant here. And as a child, the neighborhood made a lasting impression.
C'est une région que je connais depuis mes 10 ans. La multitude des personnalités, la multiculturalité, la rencontre de tout horizon. C'est ça qui m'a plu.
He says that here you're not from one place, you're from everywhere. And that's the magic of the Marolles.
En Belgique, on n'est pas de quelque part, on est de partout. Et dans les Marolles, justement, on est de partout, on n'est pas d'un endroit, on est de partout.
As for the roadworks, he stays grounded. Some days are harder than others, but that's part of life, part of the fight, and the joy of running a business.
Tous les jours est un combat. On se lève tous les jours pour ce combat. On se lève tous les jours aussi pour avoir ce plaisir de combat.
And like the name of his restaurants, Le Renard Bleu or the Blue Fox, he's present, alert, open, offering a place where ideas, stories and laughter can be shared. Or even paintings, like those from Violetta.
J'aime beaucoup faire les couleurs comme à l'ancienne. C'est un quartier international, tu peux voir beaucoup de gens, tu peux voir tous les caractères. C'est vraiment un quartier très vivant.
Violetta arrived in the Marolles from Moldavia more than 20 years ago and resides here ever since.
Nous, on est toujours attaché à Marolles. Moi, j'ai fait la connaissance avec mon mari en Marolles, mais vie artistique, vraiment, il n'y a pas longtemps, donc 5 ans.
At first, her creations were made of chocolate. But chocolate is hard to preserve. So, 2 years ago, she switched to oil paints. And her first canvas, Place Jeu de Balle.
Et voilà, c'est à partir de ce moment-là, je pensais qu'il faut vraiment faire les peintures la vie quotidienne dans les Marolles. Quand tout le monde vraiment étonné pourquoi j'ai jamais dessiné une peinture. Et voilà, c'est à partir de ce moment-là, je pensais qu'il faut vraiment faire les peintures la vie quotidienne dans les Marolles.
Since then, her paintings hang everywhere in the neighborhood. People recognize themselves in her work, not through exact likeness, but through essence. Her brush gives them a kind of quiet dignity, like Bruegel with a hint of Van Gogh, impressionistic, human, alive.
Il faut sentir que c'est elle. Il faut vraiment. Tu dois mettre l'âme dans la peinture.
She lives just nearby, but walking to the end of the street can take hours.
Mon mari, il peut m'attendre 2-3 heures. Alors je voudrais parler avec tout le monde. Ah, Violetta, comment ça va? Ça va bien? Et je continue parler de mes histoires parce que j'ai plein d'histoires.
She knows everyone, and her subjects are part of that daily life. The people she sees, the street she walks, the busy market, or a silent moment. When a café is covered in snow, like the Renard Noir, an epic bar restaurant at the top corner of the street. Here we find another colorful character that came with a Caucasian wind. I call her Yasmina, But that is not for everyone.
Officiellement, je suis Karine. Mon père, il m'appelait toujours Yasmine. Pour ça, les jeunes qui je trouve qu'il est trop proche pour moi, je préfère dire Yasmine.
She runs her cafe like she lives her life, with passion. A warm meal, stories, laughter, a live music jam on Saturdays. It's where we held our first neighborhood meetings, where stories started to braid together.
Moi, j'aime bien faire tout ce qu'il faut, contact avec les clientèles, danser, amuser, préparer manger. J'essaie d'être gentil avec tout le monde.
From the first day, the Marol felt like home. She found something that she didn't find elsewhere. A chosen family.
Quartier, c'est magnifique. Magnifique. Voisinage, magnifique. Tout le monde, on est trop amis avec toutes les commerçantes. Avec toutes les commerçantes, on est tout proche. C'est comme une grande famille pour nous. Je pense pour tout le monde, c'est ça. Pour moi, c'est grande famille.
Yes, like she was born here. But in reality, she was born in Armenia. Where she saw war, traumatic scenes that still wake her up at night, economic crisis, political corruption, and many personal losses.
C'était trop dur. Jusqu'à présent, c'est dur. Toutes les sept images, les devant. Mais on va vivre avec ça, il n'y a pas de choix.
Yasmina arrived in 1999, working in silence like many do. Invisible labor, invisible papers. Today, she still has to renew her identity card every year. And fights the absurdity of being blocked. Her identity card expired in June. Yet emails stay unanswered. No reply and no way to access her bank account.
Toutes les comptes, ils sont bloqués. Bloqués. Mon carte banque, ils sont bloqués. Mais it's me, il est bloqué. Carte société, il est bloqué. Alors, société, il est tout à fait paralysé à cause de ça. Parce qu'office étranger, il ne trouve pas de temps pour arranger tous les documents comme il faut. Alors, ça, c'est un gros problème pour moi aujourd'hui.
Still, she opens her cafe. Still, she holds the space. She keeps going.
Alors, c'est un peu dur, mais c'est pas grave. Le Dieu, quand il ferme les portes, il ouvre deux fenêtres.
She says it with strength and with softness. But is this right? We held our meetings here. We hear the neighborhood breathe through her voice. Mariama of Tapatat once said, Yasmin is the soul of the Rue de Renard. So what is paper? What is a number? On my journey, I ask the octopus, my mirror, a being without hierarchy, decentralized, adaptive, and fluid.
I listen from below. Where the water moves beneath stone, where forgotten rivers remember their flow. I am the octopus, a being of many arms, many eyes, many hearts. I move without center, I feel everything, not numbers, yet presence. People are people, and they need to flow. Why must some be counted and others ignored? Why must the person that gives warmth and presence be blocked and locked out of her own being? People should run towards life, not be on the run from war, from fear, from existence. She holds the table. She keeps the rhythm. She is the river. This is the model. Where it's not about where you come from, but about your soul, who you are. That is what flows here. That is what survives. To welcome people, to gather people, to hear violence on winter nights, to see memory in Violetta's paintings, to enjoy, reflect, or joke with Laurent, and to sparkle and remember in Demonic's window.
This is Radio Marol, and this winter, the light flows through us, in a current of care, in a season of togetherness, in a time when even a small table feels like a feast. And if you're listening now, maybe you feel it too. that subtle rhythm under your feet, the current that connects us all. You're already part of it. Next time, we'll visit Octopus Heart, the art space just around the corner in Ruud, to see how art and voices intertwine, to witness mermaids rising with their stories, to read poetry about the Marol's history, to see water in a different light, to Alemani, and some paintings of Violetta, of course, like memories. It's a winter exhibition that is open every weekend and will run until the end of January. This episode was created and realized by Lien Kallebout for Octopus Heart ASBL with the support of Entreprendre Bruxelles.